The Delta Greeley School District is looking to the federal government to demolish an abandoned schoolhouse on Fort Greeley. KUAC's Tim Ellis reports.
Money is tight in the Delta Greeley School District, and it could get much tighter if talks that have been going on for 2 years now between district, federal, and state officials fail to resolve the issue of who should pay to demolish the old Fort Greeley School.
So nobody really seems to have a solution because, of course, nobody wants to foot the bill.
Superintendent Laurel Jackson says the district can't afford the project because it would require a hazardous waste cleanup that would cost far more than the district could afford.
Our estimates are anywhere from $4.2 to $7.5 million to demolish it, with the big unknown of how much asbestos is in there.
Army officials insist the district should pay to raise the 63-year-old structure, which the district closed 2 years ago because of high energy costs, a persistently leaky roof, and the availability of space to relocate students in the two main schools in Delta.
We do not have that kind of money around for demolishing the building.
Jackson says the federal or state government should pay for the demolition, the feds because the U.S. Education Department gave the building to the district in the early 1990s after offering it to the state, which declined.
They came to the district and we had a building full of students. We couldn't say, no, we don't want it, you know, because we had to have a place to have all these kids.
But district enrollment plunged in the late 1990s as Fort Greeley was shutting down, then began to rebound a decade later after the post was reopened as mainly a missile defense base. The district used impact funds that came with the reopening to build a new elementary school in Delta and later used it and the high school in town to place students moved from the Greeley School.
Really, this is a state problem.
Jackson says because the Delta Greeley School District is a regional educational attendance area in an unorganized borough, the state should pay for demolition as it's required to do for all REAA schools' capital costs. But after state officials declined, the district turned to Senator Lisa Murkowski.
We understand that the Army wants the school district to demolish the building and remediate environmental contamination that existed prior to its occupancy.
Murkowski raised the issue at a Tuesday Senate subcommittee hearing with Lieutenant General Gwen Bingham, an Army Assistant Chief of Staff and a witness at the hearing.
The school district is really not in a financial position to do that, and we've been trying to engage the Army on a solution here that does not bankrupt the school district.
Bingham assured the senator that Army officials are aware of the problem.
We have begun conversations with the school district.
Good.
And what we aim to do is find an amicable solution where we can have a win-win.
Jackson says Bingham's comments make her hopeful that a solution will emerge in the near future. In Delta, I'm Tim Ellis.